an English series for intermediate students. Lesson 8. John Blake wanted a job in a museum. He didn't get it, but while he was in the museum, someone stole an exhibit, a pendant. The director accused John, but the police detective let him go. John went out of the museum with his girlfriend, Mary Green. Outside, a man stopped them and asked questions. You saw the thief, didn't you? Why did he hit you? Not the thief, but the attendant. Why did the attendant hit you?
Why did the attendant hit you?
Well, because...
Why are you asking these questions?
Because I'm a reporter.
A reporter?
Are you a newspaper reporter?
Yes, I'm a newspaper reporter. Now, Mr. Blake...
Don't talk to him, John.
Oh, please. I waited for you.
I know you waited for me, but...
John, don't talk to him.
I can't tell you any more.
Why can't you tell me any more?
Because you're a reporter.
John, let's go home.
Yes, let's go home.
Go home?
Yes, we're going home. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
But I waited for you.
I'm sorry you waited for nothing. You wanted a story, didn't you?
Yes, I wanted a story.
Well, I can't give you a story.
Goodbye. Come on, John.
Oh, wait. My umbrella. It's in the museum. Wait for me, Mary. Wait for me.
Well, goodbye.
We can go now, Mary. Come on, let's go.
John, that reporter, he ran away.
He walked away?
No, he didn't walk. He ran. He ran away.
Why?
I don't know.
Come on, let's go home.
Yes, let's go home.
The reporter didn't walk away. He ran away.
Come on, dear. Let's go for a walk. It's very pleasant to walk here. What a beautiful place. I love walking. So do I. Look. Look at that dog. He's running straight at us. Look, he's running right at us.
Oh, come on, let's run. Quickly, quickly. Run quicker, run.
The reporter didn't walk away. He ran away. Why? John and Mary didn't understand. They went to Mary's car. They went home by car. They didn't go on foot. That is, they didn't walk. They went by car.
Well, let's go then.
Shall we take a taxi?
No, there's no need to take a taxi.
Do you want to go by bus?
Not at all. I want to walk. We sit all day long in the office. It's a 20-minute walk to the cinema. Why should we get on a slow, crowded bus?
I don't mind if we walk, but won't we be late?
Not if we hurry.
So John and Mary went home by car. They didn't walk. They went by car. In the car, John told Mary all that had happened in the museum. He told her about the very strange man he had met. Perhaps the man had stolen the pendant.
I'm sure he stole the pendant. He wanted it.
Why are you sure he wanted it?
Because he looked at it.
But you looked at it too.
I know I looked at it, but I didn't steal it.
But did he steal it?
I'm sure he did. He wanted it. He stole it because he wanted it.
Why did he want it?
Because... Oh, ask him.
Ask him? Yes, why not? Let's ask him. Let's find him.
Find him?
Yes. Let's find him and ask him.
Oh, yes. Let's find him and ask him. Did you steal the pendant, sir?
What was the man like?
The man with a scar.
Oh, he had a scar, did he?
Yes. He had a scar and a stiff arm.
He had a stiff arm, too.
He was a big man with big hands.
A big man with big hands. Go on.
Go on? That's all.
So, let's find a big man with big hands and a scar and a stiff arm.
And a tie.
A tie?
He wore a tie.
Well, you're wearing a tie, aren't you?
Yes, but he was wearing a blue tie. A blue tie with red circles.
He was wearing a blue tie with red circles.
So John told Mary all about the museum, the strange man, and the pendant. Tell, 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 tell,
tell. Tell me what happened yesterday.
No, I won't tell you. It's none of your business.
Could you tell me the way to the station, please?
Go straight down this street, then take the first turning to the right, then you'll see the station.
Thank you very much. Get out!
What did you say? Did you tell me to get out?
I told you to get out. I said get out.
Say, 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 say.
What did you say? I can't hear you.
I said you're a fool, darling.
Did you say that to me?
Yes, I said it to you.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? Why don't you say a word?
Speak, 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 speak. The bus operators joined a wave of work stoppages throughout the country. Opposition parties issued
What's
a joint
that?
Statement Thursday.
The minister's speaking.
What's he speaking about?
He's speaking about the strike.
Excuse me, do you speak English?
Pardon, je ne...
Don't ask her. Can't you see? She's French. She doesn't speak English.
Talk, 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 talk.
Children, don't talk, please. Children, stop talking, will you?
And just imagine, he married a girl who's 20 years younger.
Fantastic, you don't say.
And what are you talking about?
Not what, who. We're talking about Gordon. He's married a girl who's 20 years younger than he is.
Amazing.
Mary, excuse me, please.
Don't talk to me. Leave me alone.
Mary, I'm terribly sorry.
Don't talk to me. Don't you understand? Don't talk to me.
Well, Cathy, tell me, please.
What did you say? I can't understand you, unless you speak a bit slower.
All right, Cathy. You seem to understand the main idea about these verbs. Tell, say, speak, and talk.
Yes, vaguely. But let's talk about something else instead.
What's the matter with you? You are coughing.
I seem to have caught a cold.
And sneezing. You are sneezing. Coughing and sneezing. Go home and jump into bed immediately. I'll do the exercises with the listeners without you.
Thanks. Bye.
And now, listeners... exercise your English. Thank you. Exercise 1. Listen to the example.
Did the attendant hit John?
I'm sure he hit him.
Listen, speak, listen.
Did the attendant hit John?
I'm sure he hit him.
Did the reporter wait for John?
I'm sure he waited for him.
Did the reporter want a story?
I'm sure he wanted a story.
Did the reporter run away?
I'm sure he ran away.
Did Mary and John go home by car?
I'm sure they went home by car.
Did the strange man steal the pendant?
I'm sure he stole it.
Did Mary and John want to find him?
I'm sure they wanted to find him.
Did he wear a tie?
I'm sure he wore a tie.
Did the listeners answer these questions?
I'm sure they answered them.
Exercise 2.
Listen to the example. He took a taxi.
He didn't walk, he took a taxi.
Listen, speak, listen.
He took a taxi.
He didn't walk, he took a taxi.
We'll get on a bus.
We won't walk, we'll get on a bus.
They went by car.
They didn't walk, they went by car.
I'll give them a lift.
They won't walk. I'll give them a lift.
We're taking a tube home.
We aren't walking. We're taking a tube home.
I went by tram.
I didn't walk. I went by tram.
They ran away.
They didn't walk. They ran away.
Exercise 3. Listen to the example. He wore a tie.
You're wearing a tie as well.
Listen, speak, listen.
He wore a tie.
You're wearing a tie as well.
He waited for him.
You're waiting for him as well.
He looked at the exhibits.
You're looking at the exhibits as well.
He asked for money.
You're asking for money as well.
He spent a lot.
You're spending a lot as well.
Everybody talked about the thief.
You're talking about the thief as well.
Exercise 4. Listen to the example.
That was a cough.
Someone coughed.
Listen, speak, listen.
That was a cough.
Someone coughed.
That was a laugh.
Someone laughed.
That was a knock.
Someone knocked.
Oh! That was a cry.
Someone cried.
I'd like to go out to Swiftwater.
That was a whisper.
Someone whispered.
That was a scream.
Someone screamed. That was a shot. Someone shot.
Hey!
That was a shout. Someone shouted. That was a sneeze. Someone sneezed.
Let's jump back to our story once again. In front of the museum, a newspaper reporter stopped John and Mary. He asked all sorts of questions.
Why did the attendant hit you?
Well, because...
Why are you asking these questions?
Because I'm a reporter.
A reporter?
Are you a newspaper reporter?
Yes, I'm a newspaper reporter. Now, Mr. Blake...
Don't talk to him, John.
Oh, please. I waited for you.
I know you waited for me, but...
John, don't talk to him.
I can't tell you any more.
Why can't you tell me any more?
Because you're a reporter.
John, let's go home.
Yes, let's go home.
Go home?
Yes, we're going home. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
But I waited for you.
I'm sorry you waited for nothing. You wanted a story, didn't you?
Yes, I wanted a story.
Well, I can't give you a story.
Goodbye. Come on, John.
Oh, wait. My umbrella. It's in the museum. Wait for me, Mary. Wait for me.
Well, goodbye.
We can go now, Mary. Come on, let's go.
John, that reporter, he ran away.
He walked away?
No, he didn't walk. He ran. He ran away.
Why?
I don't know.
Come on, let's go home.
Yes, let's go home.
I'm sure he stole the pendant. He wanted it.
Why are you sure he wanted it?
Because he looked at it.
But you looked at it too.
I know I looked at it, but I didn't steal it.
But did he steal it?
I'm sure he did. He wanted it. He stole it because he wanted it.
Why did he want it?
Because... Oh, ask him.
Ask him? Yes, why not? Let's ask him. Let's find him.
Find him?
Yes. Let's find him and ask him.
Oh, yes. Let's find him and ask him. Did you steal the pendant, sir?
What was the man like?
The man with a scar.
Oh, he had a scar, did he?
Yes. He had a scar and a stiff arm.
He had a stiff arm, too.
He was a big man with big hands.
A big man with big hands. Go on.
Go on. That's all.
So, let's find a big man with big hands and a scar and a stiff arm.
And a tie.
A tie?
He wore a tie.
Well, you're wearing a tie, aren't you?
Yes, but he was wearing a blue tie. A blue tie with red circles.
He was wearing a blue tie with red circles. Well, here we are.
Phew!
What was that noise? I heard a noise.
It was a sneeze. Someone sneezed. Someone is hiding in the car.
Lesson 9. John Blake wanted a job in the museum. He didn't get it, but while he was in the museum, someone stole an exhibit, a pendant. The director accused John, but the police detective let him go. Outside the museum, a newspaper reporter stopped him and his girlfriend, Mary Green. They didn't want to answer the reporter's questions. They went away in Mary's car.